This is edition number 2373 of Dairon's Journal, the Teignbridge talking newspaper, bringing you the news from the Teignbridge edition of the Mid Devon Advertiser, the Teignmouth Post and the Dawlish Gazette for the week ending Thursday the 21st of November. Hello, I'm Brian and reading with me today are Lorna, Beryl and our sound engineer is Tim. Well, although the sun has come out this afternoon, it is bitterly cold outside, and I know it's cold because I saw a postie this morning wearing trousers. It doesn't get much colder than that. Well, we don't talk a great deal about Dairon's Journal itself or about its finances, but I just want to take a moment today to bring you up to date with an important development. In the past, the Journal has been fortunate to work from premises where we've not had to pay any rental fees. When we had to move out of the old manor house and there was no space for us at the new Advertiser office in town, we came here to the Courtney Centre. We were offered the storage and working space we're using today at the ridiculously low rate of just £5 a week. However, like most organisations, the Courtney Centre is facing financial challenges, and in the absence of any suitable alternative, we've had to accept a new fee of £20 a week. This will add £750 a year to our costs, which is not sustainable in the long run. We will, of course, seek to find sources of income through various grants, and we won't compromise on the Journal being free to you, our visually impaired clients. But if you should happen to have a fiver or so down the back of the sofa and are in a position to spare it, please bear us in mind. Thank you. This week's headline stories are new town project is delayed again. In Teignmouth, there's a fight to save the town post office. And in Dawlish, a woman dies after a collision. These stories will, as usual, be on track 3.